I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all, it's Andrew, and I'm really excited because Bill Hader is here with Jay Farrow, and Jay Farrow can not only get it, but he is so funny, and he does a killer Barack Obama impersonation. And, you know, a lot of times when SNL people are on the show, they don't love to whip out impersonations, but I just heard from our talent producer that he is totally down for doing Barack and more. So I'm down for that, too. Enjoy Jay Farrow and Bill Hader.
They'll blow you away with their skills of imitation, and I'm one fresquillo away from a cerebral vacation. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jay Farrow and Bill Hader now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Thursday night, hoping to not make a bad impression with two SNL alums known for doing great ones. Speaking of impressions, he made you laugh as Barack Obama, Jay-Z, and so many others now will make you scared in the new psychological thriller Unsane, which is how I feel at about hour 10 of every Housewives reunion. Welcome, Clubhouse virgin Jay Farrow.
What's up?
And they must be doing a sale on comedic geniuses because we got two for the price of one. My next guest plays a hitman on the critically acclaimed new HBO show, Barry. And you know what? Given its great reviews, I suggest you put it in your crosshairs immediately. Welcome back, Bill Hader. Great to see you. Great to see you. How long has it been since the two of you saw each other?
I don't know.
It's been like, I saw you at like a random like premiere of something. Like.
Yeah.
Did you guys make up?
Make up.
I heard there was a major rift.
Me and him?
I made that
up. I'm on the same. I love him.
Over at the bar, he's Bill's co-star in Barry and a major Housewives fan, so he knows a thing or two about ruthless assassins. Hey, Ryder Doyle, great to see you. Ryder, the show premieres on Sunday, and I hear you are incredible in it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very incredible in it. Yeah.
Who's your favorite housewife?
Phaedra Parks. Free Phaedra, everybody. Okay. Come on. Bring her back.
Let's get started. Jay Farrow and Bill Hader are thirsty for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Bill Hader may be an expert at creating faux documentaries on Documentary Now. And not to be a total grizzly man, but I wonder if he can decipher the thin blue line between a doc we made up and one that's just an inconvenient truth. Here's what. Let's play Documentary Now or Documentary No. Bill, I'll go through some hard-hitting pieces this is, and you use your expertise to tell me if it's real or fake.
Okay.
The cringe quotient. A sex ed teacher in Oregon asked parents to deliver accounts of their sex lives, hoping students are so grossed out they choose abstinence. Real or fake?
I hope that's fake.
It is fake. I think we're alone now. Two superfans attempt to get closer to the object of their undying love, former teen pop star Tiffany.
I think it's real.
That is real. Little Bunny Hoo Hoo, a New Hampshire woman finally follows her dream of becoming a stuffed bunny.
Oh man, I hope that's not real.
It is not real.
Okay, good.
Zoo, the story of a man who meets an untimely end after an unsuccessful sexual encounter with a horse.
That is true, and I've seen it.
And is it real? Is it as good as it sounds?
It's a very sad yes. death. It's the way he wanted to go, though, folks.
Yes. Don't we all?
Yes.
It's a sperm off. Two lifelong friends turn fierce rivals when a female friend reveals she needs a sperm donor and she's deciding between the two of them.
Oh, fake?
It is fake.
Okay. I'm glad.
I can't believe Paul made that cup of sperm in the graphics. That's our graphics guy whose birthday it is. Would you rather the story of a Canadian man who's lived his entire life by one mantra? What would Dan Rather do?
I'm going to say fake.
It is fake. Thank you very much. You know your documentaries. Thanks, Bill. Second, it's been 426 days and just over 11 hours since Barack Obama left the White House to his successor, and I want to know what he's been up to. So here's what. It's time for Barack My World. Jay, since you do Obama better than he does Obama, I'll give you a series of questions, right, and you answer as our former president.
Let's do it.
Barack, how have you been spending your spare time now that you're no longer running the country?
Mai Tais, plenty of booty, and you know, a couple of things to smoke on.
Plenty of booty?
Plenty of booty.
Yeah.
Good shells.
What kind of casual weekend wear do you sport now that you're out of the suits?
I mean, I don't know, man. I got a romper with the chest open. So so you can see everything. And I think it's pretty sexy.
Have you been getting on Michelle's nerves more now that you're around a lot more?
Well, you know, the Michelle that you all know from the White House is not the Michelle post White House.
Oh,
so,
really?
She will smack a bitch and me. Right.
What do you and Michelle do What did you do for your last date night?
Let's see here. We sat back. We watched Atlanta. You know, love that Donald Glover. And we ordered some lemon pepper chicken wings. That's what we did.
Lemon pepper chicken wings
from the Wing Stop. Shout out Rick Ross.
last up, have you been doing, have you been cooking more now that you don't have a personal chef? Do you have a signature
man, listen,
dish?
Listen, I mean, Michelle cooks everything. I watch and I say, hey, woman, how long is it going to take for that hot pocket to come out here?
Thank you very much, Jay Farrow.
Actually,
do you think he calls her woman?
I think he does say that.
Yeah, you do.
Man, you get punched in the face if you.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Finally, how much tougher do you think Michelle is versus the image that has been portrayed to us?
I think what Michelle does is, I think maybe she like takes her head off. She like, listen, okay. She like, listen, Mariah, you out of the White House now, so you know what I'm saying? You gonna listen to me. You gonna listen to everything I got to say. And you know, if you don't listen to everything I got to say, then you can get the hell out of here. I think that's how Michelle Obama is now.
Finally, as Bill's character Savan might put it, people who have hosted SNL are in New York's hottest club, but after a combined 14 seasons on the show, can my two guests remember who got in and who didn't get past the bouncer, Lorne Michaels?
Uh-oh.
Here's what, let's find out with a round of Have They Hosted? I'll go through some familiar faces. You'll tell me whether they've hosted SNL or if their opening monologue has only been seen by their cat. Okay, has Tom Cruise hosted SNL?
No.
No, he hasn't. No. Why hasn't he? Do we know?
I don't know. He talked about it. I was in Tropic Thunder with him and he would talk about passed away hosting. I was like, you're really good. And you remember Jess Grossman? He was so funny. But I just think it's something he's not comfortable with.
Jennifer Love Hewitt has Love hosted.
I believe so.
Yes, she has.
Try to think of the pictures in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think of all the pictures in the
hallway.
What
about Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
No.
Why?
Because he's,
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know. Denzel, has Denzel hosted? No, why hasn't Denzel?
Denzel's never hosted the award because why? Because he's too busy and I'm too much sexual swagger. That's all it is.
What about Kelly Ripa? Has she ever hosted?
Yes.
She has. What about Will Smith?
Nope.
Now, why is Will Smith never hosted?
You know what? Because Jaden's doing crazy stuff, and I need to monitor that. You know what I mean? Check it out.
Woo! Sandy Bullock. Has Sandy Bullock hosted?
Yes.
She is not.
Oh, wow.
What about Kate Jackson? Has Kate Jackson hosted the show?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, she has.
Oh, in 1979.
Meryl Streep.
No.
She hasn't. Why?
I don't know, because she would have to get into every character.
Right. Bronson Pinchot, has he ever hosted?
I'm going to say yes.
He has. Thank you very much. Well done.
We did it.
You did it.
Yeah,
you did
Peter
it.
Dyer.
Bill, Peter M. wants to know the biggest spoiler you found out when you worked as a voice consultant for BB-8 in Star Wars.
Oh, well, they showed me the movie, and I just had to do BB-8 while I watched the movie. It was like a month before the movie came out.
What does that mean that you had to
do? So it was a tube. You know Peter Frampton talk box?
Yes. Like, wah, wah, do you wah. Feel like I do?
Yeah, do I feel like you? It was that into a iPad that had a weird app on it, and J.J. Abrams was working the iPad, and I was just watching the movie. And every time BB-8 would roll up, I would go, wah, and it would all do these things. So I watched the whole movie.
So you are literally the sounds of BB-8?
Anybody can do it.
Right, anyway. Okay. All right.
I mean, shoot, I was in Star Wars. I was a stormtrooper, and Kevin Hart, he was one of the Ewoks, and we was in there chilling. I was never in Star Wars.
Man, that would have been great. I'm Kevin Hart.
That would be amazing.
Kevin, we're going to have you. You're not going to be a stormtrooper. Right. I think you'd be a better Ewok.
Getting a lot of tweets wanting to know if you're single, dating, looking, and what your type is.
Man, that's funny. Boy.
Is it complicated?
It's not complicated.
Oh, okay.
It is, I've got somebody special.
Oh, good. So. All right. All right. Let's go
Sorry.
To...
Let's make the announcement now.
Right.
It's been Bill. It's been him for years. And, you know,
when he came in, I was like, that one.
And we're... Oh, God, our relationship is so...
He's not going anywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Let's go to Vicky from Virginia. Hey, Vicky, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hi, Jay. Big fan. What I wanted to ask, what was the most surreal part of doing a rap video with Michelle Obama, and how would you rate her flow?
Oh, man. Flota's got bars. First of all, for people that don't know what got bars, you know what that means. That means that she can rap, you know what I mean? She can spit. It was actually, the best part of that video was seeing people in the White House, the Secret Service dudes, with machine guns playing Angry Birds. I was like, what the hell? So y'all supposed to be on duty, man. He was like, yo, man, I gotta get a good flick. I was like, wow. And that was a fun, and then just seeing her just go like this, you know what I mean? She had to bounce. She leaned back with it. I was like, go ahead, Floatus, you got fun. So that was fun.
Did you call her Floatus?
I called her, I said Michelle. That's what I did to it.
Let's go
I
to
love her. She's great.
Heather from California. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for both Bill and Jay.
Okay.
Out of all the celebs you've both impersonated, who was the most pissed off by your impersonation of them?
Oh, yeah, I got this one.
Who?
What about you? Oh, work? Shannon Sharp didn't like my impression of him. And, yeah, and he just doesn't like it. Do I really sound like that? I was like, yeah, you do. You do sound like that. I don't believe I sound like that. Listen, the thing about an impression is that going to cerebral, when you're going to cerebral, you're going to say something intelligent. Now, when you're talking about me, you need backwood, and you also need a cup of Hennessy. That's what you need. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's spot on, honest to God.
I do too.
I have never had that before. Everyone's been pretty.
Right.
I did Harvey Fierstein once, and when I showed back, I did him on Saturday, and then on Monday I walked in and my dressing room was filled with flowers.
I love it.
It's filled with flowers. So it's very sweet.
Wendy V emailed Bill, when you worked in production on The Surreal Life, which of the celebrities do you think had the least amount of money?
Oh, man. Right. Well, Corey Feldman got really freaked out at the wrap party of that because he got married on The Surreal Life.
Right.
And I worked in post-production, and he came over to me, and I was like 22 or something, and he said, I'll give you $2,000 if you send every episode of the show to my house so I can review it with my lawyers. And I was drunk, and I said, Corey, you don't have $2,000. And everybody was like, burn, and then he cried. No.
Oh,
I felt bad.
Let's go to Shannon from Florida. Hey, Shannon, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Bill.
Okay.
Bill, were you surprised by Amy Schumer's sudden wedding, and did you send her a present yet?
Oh, no, I wasn't surprised. I sent her a congrats email.
Nice.
And,
nothing warmer than that.
Her.
Only a text would have
just
been
a warmer. Bill made her, yeah, just an email that said, awesome.
Nice. Ashley L, we got this a bunch, Jay. People wanting to know if White Famous is done for good or if there's any possibility.
I mean, you never know. As it goes for now, we don't have a second season now, but that, hey, you never know. Netflix is an open market.
Right. Bill, would you, it was so great seeing Stefan on SNL, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You were so funny the other night.
Thank you.
Amazing, and the ratings were huge. Would you ever do a Stefan movie?
No, I don't think so. It didn't even work as a sketch, you know. That's why we put it on Update.
That's why it was a
Yeah, we tried it as a sketch, yeah. And it didn't work. So
let's go to Kelly from Arizona. Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for both of them.
Okay.
Who was the worst behaved musical guest or host at your time at SNL?
Oh, everybody wants to know worst.
I know.
Right.
I mean, we both know, dog.
Yeah, it was Bieber.
Right.
Yeah, Bieber.
It was Bieber.
Bieber was,
yes.
Yeah.
Talked on Stern about that.
Yeah, Bieber was, he just was in a bad place. Maybe,
yes.
Maybe he's in a better place, but right. Then he was in a very, right. It was rough.
Yeah.
I saw Kanye yank somebody. That was pretty hilarious.
Really? What?
Kanye said it went like this and got dude in place. I was like, ha, ha, ha.
No, everyone's usually on great behavior.
Right,
everyone's
they're usually
very,
excited
everyone's
to be
very
there,
excited
right?
And great behavior. Yeah. Most time it's 100%, and that's why I think, Bieber is the only one that, in my experience, and it was just, I think he just seemed like exhausted or
right.
Just at the end of a rope or whatever. I mean, he was just so huge.
Jay, Leslie F. wants to know your most difficult heckler experience.
Oh, man. What was my most... Oh, man. Wow. It's been a couple. It's not even really hard, but when I was in San Antonio, there was a drunk Trump supporter, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? He walked up to me, I'll kick your ass. I was like, yeah, dude, I hope you will, because it's like 8 security guards right now ready.
Right.
And he was like, don't talk about my wife, because I said something about Trump. I was like, yeah, phenomenal. He was like, don't talk about Trump. And I was just like, dude, you're an idiot.
What'd you say about Trump?
Huh?
Trump.
I said, okay, all right. I said that Trump's face looks like the sun off the Teletubbies. And people got mad at me for saying that. Like, every time I see him, I start singing the theme music. I'd be like, here, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La, Trump. You know what I'm saying?
let's go to Jacqueline from Ohio. Hey, Jacqueline, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question's for Jay.
Okay.
Looking back, is there anything you would have done differently on SNL?
Anything I would have done differently? You know, I think everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. I don't have any regrets or anything. But now I do want to make a DeJuan movie if hate is not going to make the Stefan.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I want to do DeJuan somehow. But nah, baby. It's everything was cool.
Hannah W. emailed, Bill, I loved your Pringles Super Bowl commercial. This might be tacky, but where did that paycheck rank in terms of your other TV shows and movies?
It was pretty rad.
It was rad. Very good. It's time for my muscle of the day. And since I'm joined by two insanely funny guests tonight, I thought I would let them do the honors. Bill, what's your muzzle?
My muzzle is a show from our, actually, guy we worked with, Tim Robinson.
His show,
The Detroiters, which is on Comedy Central. I think the second season is going to be coming up soon, but very, very funny show.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh. Let's check it out. Jay, what did you pick for tonight's Jackal?
I picked, they're the cowboy boots with these sandal cowboy boots.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen these.
Make a decision.
This is insane.
Man. That looks like they were in a fire or something.
Have you seen those in public?
Oh, I've just seen them on the internet, but they look like, have you ever played Tekken? Y'all haven't played Tekken.
No.
There's a character up there called Christy Monteiro, and she freaking does this thing. Corporera. Those look like something she would wear.
I love it.
So, yeah.
I want to thank Jay Farrow, Bill Hader, and Ryder Doyle. We are here with Jay Farrow from Unsane. It's in theaters nationwide tomorrow. Bill Hader's show, Barry, premieres on HBO on Sunday, and the co-stars Ryder Doyle is on the show.
I'm drunk.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Susie, and I'm calling from Toronto.
Hey, Susie.
Susie,
are you going to come see me and Anderson Cooper Saturday night
in
Toronto?
Of course.
Thank
I love you.
You
and Anderson Cooper. I already have my tickets. I'm going.
Good.
I'm
Thank you.
Be there.
Tell your
awesome.
Friends.
I will. I do all the time. I just love your show. But my question is for Bill. I have two questions for him. Are you ready, Bill?
Yep.
So my favorite character is Stefan, and I was wondering what was your favorite part about reprising Stefan last week on SNL. And my second question is, how does the after party? Sorry.
Oh, what's your second question?
He's really Canadian.
Second question is about the after parties in SNL. How do they compare to you, like after you left the show?
Oh, well, the after parties, we're all exhausted and filled with, and just totally high on adrenaline. So everyone, and we're really hungry because you know, you're about to do the show, you can't eat really. Right. So everyone's kind of ravenous and kind of just sitting there. And everyone thinks it's like this really hip, cool show, but we're all a little shell-shocked and like, what the hell was that? Was that good? You know, it's all a bit weird.
What's Twitter saying?
Yeah. People are looking at their phone and seeing what people think. The best part about doing Stefan on Saturday was the guy who writes it, John Mulaney, came out. And he's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite guys. And he wrote Stefan, wrote a lot of great stuff for me when I was at SNL. So I was happy that he came out as Stefan's lawyer, Shy. And that was great.
John Mulaney. Mulaney, I'm loving it.
Mulaney.
John Mulaney, he's a great, great guy. He does this. What's up, dude? Bill, Bill, I wrote something new in there. You're going to love it. It's going to be amazing, dude. What's up, Bill?
All right.
Let's go to sleep.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Susan from Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. I'm a longtime viewer, and I love the show. You're awesome.
Thanks.
And I want to say hey to Bill. Looking forward to watching Barry.
Oh, thanks.
But my question is for Jay.
Oh, f- you.
Hi, Jay.
What's up?
Can you tell us anything about the movie Pam, where you're playing the amazing Richard Pryor?
Can I tell you anything about it? I'll be playing Richard Pryor.
Have you shot it yet?
We have not shot it yet.
Is it about Pam Grier?
It's about Pam Grier's love life between a few people. It's Pam, Richard Pryor, and Freddie Prinze. And I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that's another one that, you know, it's all her love.
I could not be more into this movie.
Yeah.
It's also very specific.
Yeah, and
that's a specific topic.
I mean, that movie Coffee, that's a great movie.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
She's great.
And Pam is amazing, man. She's, whatever. Shout out to Pam.
Do you know Pam Grier?
I mean, I knew her work. She's a cougar. That's fine right there. Yeah. That's, man, I like cougar. That, she looked great. I was like, man. Pam. But now, now I'm thinking. You can see me thinking. All right, let me stop. Pam Grier, hey, she's amazing.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Kim from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Kim, what's your question?
So my question's for Bill.
Okay.
So Bill. No,
burn. Hey.
So Bill, have you kept in touch with Ashley Simpson since you punked her?
Oh yeah, I talk to her every day actually. She's still pissed off that I punked her. What was that like? 13 years ago.
Yeah, right.
That was 14 years ago. Yeah, I was on the show Punks before I was on SNL. I was one of those.
You have the best resume.
And she started crying, and I felt terrible. And you have, like, the wig in, and they're like, you know.
The ear wig.
And I was saying, you know, say this, say that. And I was just going, oh, gosh, she's crying. I don't know what to say. I feel so terrible. I feel so bad right now, yeah.
What was the premise of her punk?
It was so elaborate.
Was it an art gallery?
It was an art gallery, and it was my dead brother's artwork. This is terrible. It was dead brother's artwork, and that she put her jacket down, and somehow the jacket caught on fire and set off the fire the sprinklers, and it ruined all the artwork. So we actually flooded this art gallery, and then I had to come out all wet, holding this artwork, like, look what you did. And she was my first professional job as an actor. My very, very first professional job, like, I'm AFTRA, this is amazing, you know? And I felt so terrible, and I was just apologizing. And I don't think they brought me back after that because I felt too bad. Yeah.
Really? Literally, you never went back to punk?
I don't think I did it again. I think I felt it was all over
after
my face.
You
like,
told...
this is a joke!
After Ashton Kutcher came out and said, you've been punked, did she think it was funny or was
She was laughing, but through her tears and everything.
Wow.
But it was... Yeah, she was a musical guest afterwards, and I just was like, I don't even want to bring it up. I'm just going to...
Wow, I'm sure. Well, you know, that was another day. That was another day that didn't go her way.
Well, that was... She came back again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They invited her back.
Okay, wow. All right, Jay Farrow's movie is called Unsane. It's in theaters nationwide tomorrow. Bill's show, Barry, premieres on HBO Sunday. Ryder Doyle is in Barry as well. Check him out for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.